only thing Mother had to say on her tape, on her letter, was that she and Aunt Rose were definitely going to have to get a car down in Florida for the time they were down there, because it's impossible to get around otherwise. And of course, Mother again hesitates because of the money involved. So I don't know what they did. But I have a birthday card here that I have been wanting to send for the last few days. I held it purposely because, first of all, I wasn't sure what date Mother was coming back from Florida. She said she was leaving around the 16th and would be gone for at least a couple of weeks. So that would bring her up to around the 1st of May before she's back. And I thought I'd put a check in this card send it to her. And I didn't want it to get to the address too many days before she was there to receive it. So I hope I'll send $100. And that'll be a birthday present plus Mother's Day present if she wishes to buy herself something. I don't know what to buy her, but I certainly would be happy to get her something and send it. She's so fine. Always has. Anyway, I must forget to do that because I have both a birthday card and Mother's Day card. Oh boy, I tell you. I don't know when I'm going to do anything, that's if I'm sitting here. This whole hooch looks like a bomb hit it because the two girls have moved in, but most of their belongings are still in paper bags and cardboard boxes. And of course, when I move out, Diane will move in this room. So she's kind of waiting for me to leave. And I have to start packing, which means more boxes. Oh boy, I tell you. let's see, what else did I have to tell you? Really, as I say, I didn't have a great deal. I just wanted to tell you about the promotion. And then, as I say, I might pack this equipment. I'm going to get this tape off to on this machine. It's easier for me on this machine. Or at least, it's not really easier. I'm just more accustomed to this particular machine. And I may just pack this tonight. Another tidbit of news. I cut down on my smoking. I've done well. I haven't cut it out completely, although I'd like to, but it's a hard time right now with all this changing and the monthly reports at the end of the month and the anxiety going into this new location. It just scares me to death because it'll be a lot of work and a big club and, oh boy. That's the only thing I have on my mind right now, that just because the last few days I've all been tied up with trying to get up there to do some work. This Wednesday I'm going on a publicity run up there in the area. That'll take half a day. So that's the main thought on my mind. But nevertheless, I've been smoking, let's see, about a carton of cigarettes over about a week and a half. I don't know, but it isn't. It's about a half a pack a day, the last few days anyway, and that's pretty good. Weight-wise, I'm about the same, I guess. Well, my clothes seem to be baggy, just the uniforms. The summer ones were all right. They just had to be hemmed. I had all them altered again. The hemlines keep coming up, up, up. And of course, we don't have to style way out here in the boondocks, but nevertheless, have to be above the knee, otherwise I just don't feel in style at all. I should ask Robbie how he's doing with his smoking. He gave it up again altogether. He does very well. He gives it up for several months, then he starts on it, and then he gives it up. But this keeps his weight down when he starts smoking again. As soon as he stops smoking, suggested he stop permanently. I think he'd like to, but he just feels it would be harder to maintain his weight. I don't see much of Robbie. At least this week I haven't, and I probably won't. future because it's very difficult to not get to see anybody alone anywhere. Everybody knows what you do and where you go. Where can you go? No one. Which makes it very, very difficult. That's too bad. It really is. I wish you could go out on a date and let nobody know about it. But you can't because you go in a military vehicle and there's no place to go from one kind of to the other. And that's it. Oh, dear. What else? This Wednesday, I probably will have my sit-down dinner when I leave this compound. And that means I'll get my plate and my goblet. And my halo will have to stay here. You don't get the halos unless you're leaving the division. And since I'll be in the division area, my halo will have to stay. Right now, it's hanging behind the bar. Every club has something. I don't know what the hell is in it. Very, very small. Very small. Perhaps they don't even have anything. But here we have the plates, the goblets, and the table. So that will be presented to me. In fact, it'll be three or four boys leaving Wednesday. In other words, we have one sit down. They all leave within 2 weeks of the sit down, usually after. And so a few of them will be going. I'm just groping for thoughts to fill up this tape because, as I say, I was not planning to make the tapes. I don't have that much to have long ago. There were a couple of things that seemed to slip my mind. I'm back again. I'm taking 30-second breaks while I think. I wanted to tell you that I am using everything that you sent me, both of those packages, even the slacks that were yours. You know, after they were, I wear them flowers in the hooch here, they loosen up so they're not so tight, and they're very, very comfortable. I don't think I'd wear them in front of the men, but I do wear them in the hooch, and so very pleased to have them, plus the creams that you sent me. Boy, I'm telling you, I'm using all the creams and soaps, and they're luxury items, and particularly with getting my sunburn, now I don't have to put makeup on the last couple of days, but I do put the cream on. They're just wonderful. I'm very happy to have them. Of course, I felt very badly about you sending me a couple of packages and going out on strike. You know, this is terrible. And the same thing with stamps that you sent. These are little things, but I hate to see you putting out so much at a time when you don't have that much to put out. Please don't strap yourself in any way. I certainly understand. And if there isn't anything I can think of absolutely nothing. I had the one dress made by this woman who comes to the officers' club about once a week. It was all right. I think the style was a little bit baggy and not the dressmaker's fault, but I don't know if I'll stick with her or not. She did alter a skirt. She fixed that fine. She made this dress. And it was $19, which is a lot over. Not a lot home for a custom-made dress, but anyway, we'll see. And I have enough things now for the summer, I think I might get a couple of things made, but other than that, I really don't need anything. And as I say, how much of an opportunity will I have to wear anything other than my uniforms? I seem to live in those things, you know. I did have a short note from Little John. He thanked me very much for the stamps that I sent him. I should get that out and read it because it's real cute. But offhand, I remember he thanked me for the stamps. And he said he was learning, he was taking swimming lessons, I think. He can dive in the water. He can float in the water. He can do everything but swim in the water. And his last line, it was only about 5 or 6 lines, but his last line he said, "Oh, by the way, don't forget I collect coins as well, so save all your coins." Well, you know, it's hard because we don't use, I mean, I could get some Korean coins, but that's all. All the money over here is MPC, it's military paper money, and American coins. You know, I, as going to say, I do use some Korean money when I buy things on the Korean economy, but that would be all I'd have access to. But perhaps if I work at it, I can get some coins and send you. But it was a very cute little letter. I think that's all the news I have on this end. I did get a letter from John. It's more like a few chapters in a book, because it was the first letter he had written in months and months. But I'm very glad to hear from you. I don't think I answered that. I'm sure I haven't answered anybody. What else? The rest of the information is on your end, Duchess. I mean, the news. I think that the fact that Bea and Henry have come down, and Henry did so many things for you, I think that's great. And he did. I did read the couple of lines he typed in the letter. I got a charge out of that. But it's so handy, as we have both said so many times, to have a man around, even for a few hours, that can do so much. And this is nice. This is nice for you. And again, all those people helping you out and offering to give you a ride and picking you up, it sounds fine. And I think you should attend those dances, you know, once a week, once in 2 weeks. This is a very, very nice living. Very much the way you had hoped it would be prior to moving down. So you see, it's worked out pretty well for you. I mean, outside of the problems that have to be done with the home, you probably always had those. But I mean, the way of living. And then I've been most fortunate for jobs. Boy, I'm telling you, I just can't get over this. That just going to a 5, then 3 months later going to a 7, then a year later going to an 8. 3 months later going to a 9. 5, step 1, to a 9, step 2. That is something else again. I'm still shaking about it. I really am, because, as I say, some of the women have, the ones who have been in it any length of time, they're all 9s, with the exception of Ruth, who is an 11. The others are 9, step 4, 5, 6, some of them, but most of them are 4 or 5. Anyway, so we both have been lucky, right? It's just, this is running out, and it was just a gossipy type thing. No bigger thing other than the promotion. But I'll try and take you as soon as I can, probably in a new place. Take care of yourself. If you need anything, just take the money and use it, please. I feel so much better if I know you will do that. Tell everyone I said hello, and pass my new address around. I haven't sent it to another soul, I don't think. Until then, that's it. Just take care. Bye.